The North Carolina Democratic Party said Burr has betrayed the trust of North Carolinians and should resign. But Burr has also received criticism from fellow Republicans. His colleague, Republican Senator Tom Tillis, said that Burr, quote, owes North Carolinians an explanation. And on Thursday night, Fox News host Tucker Carlson said the senator should step down.
He dumped his shares in hotel stocks so he wouldn't lose money. And then he stayed silent. Now, maybe there's an honest explanation for what he did. If there is, he should share it with the rest of us immediately. Otherwise, he must resign from the Senate and face prosecution for insider trading.
On February 7th, Burr co-wrote an op-ed on FoxNews.com that downplayed the risk to Americans. He said the U.S. is, quote, better prepared than ever before to face emerging health threats like the coronavirus, in large part due to the Senate Health Committee, Congress, and the Trump administration. Then, less than a week later, on February 13th, Burr sold up to $1.8 million in stock, according to a disclosure form he filed with the Senate. He sold shares in companies like Bank of New York Mellon, Extended Stay America, and Park Hotels and Resorts. Those disclosures are required by a 2012 law that prohibited inside trading among members of Congress, and Burr was one of three senators to vote against it. Burr's stock sale was first reported by ProPublica. And at least three other senators, Republicans Kelly Loeffler of Georgia, James Inhofe of Oklahoma, and Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California, also sold stock during that period. In February, Burr was reportedly getting private briefings on the COVID-19 outbreak. And on February 27th, he told the Tar Heel Circle, a private group whose top membership fee is $10,000, that the threat from the virus was severe.
There's one thing that I can tell you about this. It is much more aggressive in its transmission than anything that we have seen in recent history. It's probably more akin to the 1918 pandemic.
Burr said on Thursday that the NPR story about the speech was a, quote, hit piece, and said the Trump administration had warned the public about the severity of the virus during that time. He addressed the stock sale on Friday. He said he relied solely on public news reports to guide his decisions on his portfolio, and he specifically cited CNBC's reporting from Asia. He asked the chairman of the Senate Ethics Committee to investigate. Last year, Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York pleaded guilty to insider trading. In that case, prosecutors said Collins received an email from a pharmaceutical company that one of its trial drugs had failed. Collins then phoned his son and told him to sell before the results became public. Susan Hennessy, executive editor at Lawfare and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, said the difference between Burr's private and public actions are troubling.
The problem is the disconnect between those two things. Really, really makes it look as though he was going along with sort of a White House-directed initiative to be, misleadingly optimistic and downplaying the risk to the public.
Because there were news reports about the severity of the outbreak, she doesn't think Burr would be prosecuted.
And that's not necessarily a criminal issue, but it's certainly a moral one.
More than a decade ago, during the financial crisis, Burr told North Carolinians not to panic when Wachovia was being sold. But he later told a story about telling his wife during that period to go to the ATM machine and withdraw as much as she could, and then to do it again the next day and the day after that. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.